Well, it's a Tuesday. You know what that means. Dial-A-Doc program here today from FHN. And joining us here this morning is Margie Kochmeyer, Infection Control and Clinical Quality Department. Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Always great to talk to you. Of course, summer's here. With it, lots of germ opportunities. Tell us some of the big categories for summer germs that you look at.
Well, outdoor summertime activities puts us at risk for all kinds of germs, bug bites, sunburn, injuries from activities, and all three of those are really related to infections that come from our hands. So if you scratch a bug bite or you scratch your sunburn, you can transfer germs from your hands into the open areas. Just like an injury, if you get an injury on your skin, that opening is the door for germs to enter, whether it comes from the environment then or from your hands. This is also the time of year that we have cookouts. So we can get food poisoning if food's left out too long or prepared with hands, again, that aren't washed. So just taking some proper precautions can help reduce infections.
And, of course, summertime, mosquitoes. Tell us about how to deal with mosquitoes and how to not get mosquito bites infected.
So you don't want to get the bite to begin with, so use repellent. And that includes if you're mowing lawn during the daytime hours, know that you're disrupting the areas where they live. So make sure that you're using your insect repellent. Avoid the standing water. And, you know, with all the rain we've had, lots of standing water in flower pots, dog dishes, tires, whatever will hold water. To avoid the bite from getting infected, try not to scratch it once you get the bite. There is some over-the-counter bacitracin that you can use. It helps reduce the itch. It helps reduce some of the bacteria. But remember when you apply it to use a clean tissue or clean hands. And then if that bite becomes red, enlarged, draining, or you're running a temp, you need to go see a provider.
And connected to mosquitoes, West Nile virus, is it a threat this year? Tell us about that.
You know, in the past we've talked about birds carrying it, and now we have got positive mosquitoes in some of the local counties. So again, the best thing that you can do is avoid the bite. If you're going to be in the woods, the long sleeves, light colors, don't scratch the bite.
What about, and I hear more and more about this now too, what about ticks? Give us a primer on ticks.
So they're associated with Lyme disease. If you spend a lot of time outside, when you come in, you really should check yourself for ticks. And if you have a dog that spends time outside, remember to check the dog because the dog can be carrying them into the house. Get them out as soon as possible. If you see a tick on your skin, use some fine-tipped tweezers and grasp the tick as close to your skin as possible and pull it upward and steady. Try not to twist it or you could break it off and leave some under the skin. And then wash the skin either with some alcohol or some soap and water.
We're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, Infection Control, Clinical Quality Department at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Margie, swimming always seems like fun and a healthy activity, but some issues associated with that as well. Tell us about this.
Swimming is a great activity for everybody at this time of the year, but you need to take some precautions. Know that chlorine doesn't kill all germs that are in a swimming pool, and sometimes it takes days for it to kill some. Everyone should be showering before they get in a pool. The things that we associate with water infections are swimmer's ear, hot tub rash, legionella, and this is all from water that is improperly maintained in either pools or hot tubs. If you have those little inflatable pools for the kids, really should be draining those every day. Let them sit out dry in the hot sun for about 4 hours. And don't add chlorine to those pools just because you can't monitor it. So just change that water every day.
All right. What about, you mentioned swimmer's ear. Tell us about that.
Well, that's an infection you get from water that's been left in the ear. And, you know, because that ear will support that growth for bacteria, it will become itchy, red, painful. You might see swelling that goes down into the face and the neck. So eardrops from a doctor that are prescribed will help. You can avoid it by getting rid of the water that's in your ear after your swim. You can tilt your head down, put a towel, and kind of tug on your ear and help drain some of the water.
And what about rashes after swimming?
Well, if you notice a rash after you've swim, it's usually in the areas where your swimsuit has touched your skin. Those are associated, that's usually hot tub rash associated with Pseudomonas. Rinse your suit out, shower after you swim. Those are some of the ways that you can avoid that.
Well, I saw in the news the flesh-eating bacteria, what, down in Florida? A couple people have died from that.
Yeah, nine people have gotten, and I believe three have died. So don't be afraid of the water, though. I mean, you can go swimming. You can go in the ocean. If you have an open area, know that you're going to be at risk. So just take some precautions.
All right. Another source of summer germs, of course, and you mentioned it briefly, but food not cooked properly at picnics. Start with picnic foods. Tell us some information here.
Well, there's some great meat thermometers right now, and they will tell you right on the thermometer what the temperature of your meat should be. So make sure that you're using those. Don't let food sit out longer than 2 hours. And if it's a hot, humid day, 1 hour, and then it should be refrigerated again. Bacteria likes to grow faster in hot, humid weather. So keep things that are perishable refrigerated in a cooler. Don't leave them sit out. And remember, when you're grocery shopping and you're making several stops, that food is sitting in a hot car.
What about grilling? Any grilling tips that you think people should either do or avoid?
When you're grilling, if you're marinating meat, after your meat is cooked, you should not pour the rest of the marinade over your cooked meat because it has sat in uncooked meat. So make sure that you don't reuse your marinade. Make sure that your knives and your cutting boards are clean. If you've cut up chicken on a cutting board, you really should use another cutting board or wash it with hot soapy water. Cook to proper internal temperatures and refrigerate your leftovers right away.
All right. And last and certainly not least, measles. Talk about measles. We're hearing more and more about measles.
We're still seeing cases. As of last week, and the CDC updates the numbers every Monday, as of last Monday, there was 1,148 cases. This is the greatest number of measles since the United States declared it eliminated in 2000. Now, back in 1992, we had 2,200 cases. And then we really started doing some good vaccinating, and those numbers fell, but we're going right back up again.
What about the controversy over measles vaccine? Tell us about this.
Well, you should take a vaccine for diseases that are preventable, and measles is a very preventable disease.
All right. If folks would want to get more information about what you talked about today or any other information relating to infection control, Margie, how can they do that?
Go to our website, www.fhn.org, and we always have up-to-date information there for you.
All right, Margie. Always great information. Thanks a lot. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Margie Kochmeyer here today, Infection Control Clinical Quality Department at FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.